Hello, guys and girls. So my name is Juicy, and I actually have been here before, but after an incident, I had to stop for a while, but I'm very excited to be back. So I am a white 21-year-old female, and some of my hobbies include knitting, reading, listening to music, or just chilling with my boyfriends. I actually work at an AMC theaters not too far from my house. And I am still in college. I am a computer science major. And so actually my boyfriend got me into recording for you guys the first time, because I had no idea how to dirty talk, and actually, I learned a lot the first time. I don't know what keeps me coming back for more recordings. I don't know, I just kind of like it. What kind of recordings I probably see myself doing, usually? Probably pillow talks, or script reading, improv, reading poetry or books. Just as a heads up, I'm not too great at improv yet, so that will come with time though. What features are generally attractive in boys to me? Definitely muscles, eyes, hair. And how obnoxious they are. I prefer, you know, the quiet, shy guys rather than the loud jock guys that are always yelling and all over the place. My boyfriend actually says that I have a absolutely stellar bone structure in my face. He says I have fantastic jaw bones and cheekbones, and my nose is apparently very awesome. And I am also very maternal, which I think is a positive thing, because it makes it easy for me to care for people, which is always a good thing. I actually don't have a favorite book, movie, or song at the moment, but I'll keep you guys updated if I do. My perfect day is probably a day that is 65, sunny, low humidity, no clouds in the sky, and I'm just chilling on the grass somewhere with my boyfriend, maybe having a picnic or fishing or something. Couple things I want to do before I die are settling down and having a family, preferably two kids, maybe some dogs, have a nice house. I definitely want to travel to Ireland, Hawaii, and Australia. And actually, I think Japan would be pretty cool too. I know my boyfriend wants to travel there at some point. Which kind of leads into the second question of what I would, or the next question of what would I do with $10 million. Well, I know I would definitely put a good chunk of that into savings, whether it's for kids, college funds, or retirement fund, or just put it in savings so that it can earn interest and grow more. But right now, what I would probably do is buy a car and definitely buy an apartment. And a big relationship deal breaker for me, I kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but guys that are loud and rambunctious, and definitely the ones that are afraid of commitment. I've been in a couple of relationships where after a couple of dates, the guy, he gets all freaked out and breaks up with me. And then a couple months later, you know, I'm with a new guy, finally over the guy who just broke up with me. And the old guy, he's like, hey, you know, I actually kind of love you. And I'm like, well, should have thought of that before you broke me up. So commitment is definitely something that you need to make or break a relationship for me. I definitely consider myself to be a dom/sub switch. I always thought I was a submissive, but at one point, my boyfriend had me as a dom, and we were going at it, and I actually liked when I started pinning him down. It made me feel very powerful. Since I liked that, and I like being sub, I guess I'm more of a switch. I actually kind of have a high sex drive. I often masturbate at least twice a week. Sometimes less, depending on how many times my boyfriend and I have sex. And I definitely need toys to help me. The most sensitive place on my body is probably my nipples, besides my clit. So pulling on my nipples, flicking them, rolling them between fingers, suckling, all that stuff really gets me all wet down there. And all prepped up for more fun. And sex on a first date, I never have. In fact, I've only actually had sex with my current boyfriend. I personally think people should wait for at least a couple months to make sure that they actually like the person and they trust them and all of that stuff before having sex. But I don't really have an opinion about people who do have sex on the first date. I mean, it's really none of my business. So, I mean, I don't try to bother myself with it too much. And the last question, I have actually considered adding another female with me into the bedroom with my boyfriend. But at the same time, I don't really want to, because I'm kind of selfish and don't want to share my boyfriend. I think that's all for now. So just as a reminder, my name is Juicy. I'm very excited to be back. And I hope you guys enjoy my recordings as much as I do. And I am very open to feedback, so let me know what you think, guys.